Now we will go straight to... Actually, we have an open hearing still, I believe. It was tabled to today, right? So we're just reconvening our hearing, so I don't really need a motion to reopen it, I guess. But I can if you like, though.
You want to lift it from the table?
Sure, go ahead.
Now, did we open the hearing the last time before we tabled it? I just want confirmation.
No, do you remember if we opened the hearing last time? Or did it get tabled before it was opened?
I'm feeling it was tabled before
it was
opened.
It was tabled, so
before
you can
it was
just
opened?
Reconvene.
Was the hearing opened?
That I'm going to have to check.
You know, just for housekeeping, why don't you give me a motion to open the hearing?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to lift the hearing from the table and open the hearing.
Okay. All in favor? And the hearing is either open or reopened, but nevertheless, it is open. I'll go through the some of the rules and how things work. Some of you may not know. We're getting pretty good at going over rules here. We had four hearings this morning. We had a bunch last week, and of course, welcome to you today. The first thing that we do is hear the staff report, and administration comes forward and tells us what the application entails in their eyes. After we hear the staff report, we'll probably see a video, if they have one, of the area. Once that happens, then the applicant will come forward, and they will present their application. And council will then ask questions of the applicant. Once the applicant's finished, then we'll hear from anybody who's in favor of the application. And once all the people who are in favor of the application have had a chance to speak, then we'll hear from those who are opposing the application. And once those who are opposing the application have had a chance to speak, then we'll go to the applicant, who then has a chance to rebut anything that they've heard in opposition, because it's new information to them. And after that, then we have an opportunity for those who spoke in favor of the application to also rebut what they've heard if they choose to. After we're finished that, or actually while we're doing that, there'll be there's letters that are for or against, and the applicant has an opportunity to rebut what they've heard or saw written in those letters. Once that's finished, then council will ask questions of administration. Administration answers all those questions, and if council's satisfied that they have enough information, then we'll entertain a motion to close the hearing. Once the hearing's closed, then there will be a motion that comes out of all the information that's received. Once that's done, then we will call for a vote, and everything's over. So that's how it works. And so I can't have anybody, I have to ask everybody to refrain from clapping or yelling or anything like that. Council chambers aren't like a theater or anything like that. As much as we want you to enjoy being here, we just have to have it stay calm and quiet, unfortunately. If anybody doesn't go with that, then I have an obligation to have anybody removed who doesn't do that. So that's about it. And if I've forgotten something, I'll think of it on the way. Applicant has 20 minutes. Those in favor or opposed have 5 minutes each. And if you're speaking for a group, then you have 10 minutes. And I have a timer right here, and there's lights that are on the podium. And when they go yellow, there's a minute left, and when they go red, then that's time's up. So I think that's about it. So our hearing is now open. Can we get the administration's report, please? And by the way, this is Rick's last report in front of council. So it's kind of a sad day, but I'm sure it'll be his best one, too.
So thank you, Mr. Chairman. Please be easy on me. Item C1 is located in Division 9. I guess we need presentation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item C1 is located in Division 9. The subject lands are located approximately 5 miles west of the hamlet of Madden, 1 mile north of Highway 574, and west of Range Road 35. The purpose of this application is to redesignate the lands from ranch and farm to business, leisure, and recreation district in order to accommodate a 18-hole golf course, a 21-room boutique hotel, and a banquet facility with seating capacity somewhere between 300 and 500 persons. There's also 15 individual cabins and 15 stalls for recreational vehicle stays proposed within this development. Now, Council will likely recall that this application was first scheduled on September 25th. At the request of the applicant, it was tabled until today. And Council may also recall that this generally same application was also considered and refused by Council in November 2011. Since that previous council decision, the applicant has undertaken several project updates regarding public support and technical aspects. These include an exhaustive public support campaign. I think what we've seen is over 100 letters of support, and I think certainly some members of the audience are here to speak in favor of the application. She's also conducted non-professionally certified testing of the proposed irrigation system, submissions of applications to Alberta Environment for groundwater diversion and usage have also been submitted, and a chemical analysis on some of her neighbors' wells to determine sort of whether or not the wells lie within the same aquifer as the water she's trying to draw from was also conducted. So, in short, the applicant's been busy during the last year in order to get to the new public hearing for a new application today. From a land use perspective, the subject lands are located in a predominantly agricultural area. What we see is there's ranching. Ranching opportunities or ranching operations are predominant on the ground, although cropping was evident in this immediate vicinity this summer. It is noted, however, that just outside of the map area here, and certainly the applicant has stressed this to me throughout the process, that the hamlet of Dog Pound does lie just outside of Rocky View County's borders in Mountain View County, and she feels as though that's part of the community that she's within. So this is, from that perspective, not truly just an agricultural area. On the lands currently, if we go to the air photo, the applicant runs a bed and breakfast from the dwelling, and a number of associated complementary uses on the lands, which include a chapel used for small wedding purposes. It's located somewhere in this vicinity in the trees, a rustic cabin for overnight stays, and the lands have historically been farmed, but according to the applicant, really can't sustain agricultural activities from a productivity standpoint. Now, the staff report goes over the detailed servicing system that's proposed with this project. That servicing information is found within a Stantec Consulting September 2011 Integrated Water Management Plan submitted in support of the application. The technical studies that were submitted with the 2009 redesignation application have been updated and resubmitted in support of this application. A detailed summary of those studies is included in the staff report. I'm certainly happy to answer any questions you have on that, and I know the applicant has her consultants here. My presentation will focus on two aspects of it. One would be the servicing for the groundwater well for the project, and the other is detailing access. Both of these items were major considerations at the last public hearing, so I thought it'd be worthwhile to highlight these now. The hotel is intended to be serviced by a groundwater well. This potable water servicing will not be provided to the recreational vehicle stalls or the cabins on site. Wastewater is proposed to be managed through the Orenco Advantex sewage treatment system. Both treated wastewater, which is the primary source, and stormwater, which is the secondary source, are intended to be used to irrigate the golf course on the subject lands. It goes through a subsurface capillary system where water infiltrates the ground subsurface through a series of hoses. I think the important thing to recognize here is that this is indeed an integrated system with one component fitting into another and the whole system relying on everything functioning correctly to operate. Traffic and access management was the other major consideration in 2011. And there was considerable debate about the provincial highway network in the area. That's Highway 574, which is gravel, and the safety of Highway 22 in the Township Road 290, Highway 22 and Township Road 290 intersections. So the results of the TIA that the applicant has submitted has indicated that daily traffic volumes on Range Road 35, just to the east of the lands here, are intended to increase to approximately 400 vehicles per day by 2015. These vehicles would rely on a combination of the county road network, the provincial highway network, which would include Highway 766, 574, and Highway 22. So, you know, we're looking at a network which extends 574, 22, and then even Township Road 290 in Mountain View County. Range Road 35 would require upgrading to support the traffic created from this development. Upgrades would consist of building the road to an RCU 80 gravel standard, widening the road by an additional 2 meters. Apparently, the amount of vehicles per day that is proposed with this development is just under the threshold within our servicing standards for a paved road standard in this area. So what we would be dealing with is a gravel road access on Range Road 35, accessing a highway, a gravel road highway 574. Sufficient space exists within the road allowance, and based on the recommendations of the TIA, no other regional improvements to the road system were identified or needed. Alberta Transportation has reviewed the TIA and has not expressed any concerns with it. They've commissioned a safety audit on Township Road 290 and Highway 22, so that's this intersection right here. And that report does provide a number of recommendations for that intersection, but none of which are confirmed as immediate budget priority items for that department, and the applicant, I know, isn't willing to entertain facilitating those upgrades either. Mountain View County, as a stakeholder in the area, has also reviewed the TIA. They have the concerns of the they have concerns related to the increase of traffic on this intersection here. They've suggested through their comments that if this is approved and through the future development permitting process, they would like to they want the development agreement to be signed with them to address the road upgrades required within their jurisdiction. Mr. Chairman, in summary to the technical to these technical portions of the proposal, our engineering department has reviewed the reports and the fairly thick submission that the applicant has provided, and there are generally no outstanding technical limitations to the project, which can't be resolved through future development permitting processes. The most significant challenge with this proposal remains to be a policy issue, which is generally summarized into the three broad categories. This would be with our county plan, our agriculture master plan, and the growth management strategy. For the MDP, the proposal doesn't meet the stated goal of the MDP's agricultural policies, which aim to preserve the agricultural land base and protect the viability of the ag industry in the county from incompatible and non-agricultural land uses by directing these uses to areas that are appropriate based on the type, scale, and potential impact of the proposed operation. This is intended to allow agricultural activity to occur with a minimum land use conflict. Pertaining to the agriculture master plan, it's recognized that the Ag Master Plan does support some level of ecotourism development in agricultural areas. It specifically identifies, and I quote, small-scale, market-driven opportunities such as small-scale, low-impact campgrounds, bed and breakfast, farm stays, or guest ranches that can provide a stepping stone for access into other recreational areas or provide a recreational destination location for the burgeoning regional population. Now, we recognize that I think that it's a bit of an opinion when you're measuring appropriate scale. However, it is administration's assessment that the scale of this proposal and the rural area in which it is in the county doesn't appear to be in alignment with the intent of that plan. The GMS is the last policy document referenced. Really, it again refers to scale of commercial growth in the area of the county and trying to divert that to areas where there's existing servicing and infrastructure in place which can accommodate for that growth and further projected growth in the area. Now, I think administration also recognizes that the applicant has undertaken an extremely significant or a significant and extremely successful, public consultation program. There are certainly over 100 letters of support for the application, and although not all public support letters are from people in the immediate area or even in Rocky View County, I think what it does is demonstrate that there are reasons to support a recreational facility from that standpoint in this area of the county. However, based on the inconsistency of the application with our county policy, administration is recommending refusal of the application. So I do also have, of course, the video. I have two videos for council's attention today. Oh, and as far as site pictures, photo one, this is viewing west at the existing site entrance into the applicant's residence right here. Photo two, we're viewing north on the range road, so you can sort of see the rural nature of the road right now. Photo three, this is the northern portion of the site looking westward onto adjacent lands. And photo four, this is the southern portion of the site viewing west. This is actually part of the applicant's lands, this low-lying area here. Our two video locations are on the south point, generally in the vicinity of the proposed hotel, and then on the north side where it would be mostly golf course lands.
Can we see the videos?
The truck is parked there to represent the general vicinity where the hotel would be looking west. See that the line has been hayed. And this is panning on to the north to view the existing residence of the applicant. That access would be in this general vicinity over there. Now we're viewing straight east. And this is panning to the south. The second video was actually taken in 2011 or sometime previous to that. So you'll notice that there was snow on the ground, but I just reused that video here. Starts looking north. Again, you can see the very rural area, nature of the area. Panning to the east. This is the farmstead residence that you'll notice on your maps. Not part of the subject lands. Panning to the south. Right within these trees here, I think that's the rustic cabin, and the chapel would be somewhere in there. Going more towards the west, panning to the west now.
Is that everything, Rick?
That is.
Okay, is the applicant here?
Good afternoon, Council. I am really pleased to be here again today. It's been almost a year, a few days short of a year. First of all, before we start, I want to apologize for requesting postponement on the 25th of September. I had hit a brick wall with my team.
I'm so sorry, Chloe, but can you say your name for the record?
Sorry, it's Chloe Cartwright. I hit a brick wall with my team at that time, and we had a parting of the ways at the very last minute. And the issue was that they wanted to meet with you individually after the first reading and before the public hearing, and I know better because that's a conflict. So I dismissed them, and I have a brand new team and a brand new polish, and I'm good to go. I don't know where my slideshow is, so if somebody could just... I can't see it, Rick, either with or without my glasses. Yes, that's the one. Randy, you might have to help me with this.
Are we having technical...
No, I'm not used to the this particular system. Okay. So the application is for designation of our land. You've seen the maps. This is really our family venture. We intend to become a leading-edge tourist facility, sustainable and within Rocky View. It's really a family project. This is a picture of my family in front of our stone chapel, which hides in those trees that Rick provided photos of. Our background of experience just kind of culminates serendipitously because we bring that collection of experience to the table as a group. Again, we're up in Division 9 of Rocky View County, just a half a mile south of the county of Mountain View. And this is what we envision for the land, to become a golf course development and lodge. The lodge is really an expansion of our B&B based on many, many requests that we've had to host weddings and other kinds of events at our facility. But Rocky View limits us to 3 guest bedrooms, and that to go to that 4th guest bedroom requires a special kitchen, a set-aside kitchen for guests, and a different kind of licensing. And that's why we're here, because it doesn't matter how much bigger we get. All we need to do is enhance the knolls and dips and massage the land around, put in some water features and sand bunkers in the pockets. Very eco-friendly, very minimalist. And right now, I'm going to step aside because my voice is hoarse, and Randy is going to take over.
Thank you, Chloe. Through the chair to council, thank you for the opportunity to be here today. Chloe is an old friend and acquaintance living in Rocky View many years, approached us with an email that said help, and with basically how do I take this forward. And I said, well, I know a number of parties, we live in Rocky View, I know Rocky View. I said we'd be prepared to come forward, do a technical review, pull together some consultants to have respect for the study that had been done. It was comprehensive, but basically to review that documentation and to be able to support her through a presentation and respond hopefully to the technical questions as they may arrive. We've had a number of people take a look at this over the last month, and we were approached around the 20th of September, so it was a bit at the end of the game. I've been more or less doing a coordination role. I have Kim Smith with us today who will do the presentation. Ken Hugo, hydrologist who we worked with, and the president in Rocky View knows the area quite well, a background in the area. civil engineer Ivan Krapko from SICON, who's been, I've worked with him for over 35 years. He's done a lot of stormwater modeling for the county, very familiar with the processes that you require, and with engineering practices, road maintenance. So they're going to be available with us here, and I'm going to call upon Kim Smith to go through the balance of their presentation. If there's any questions, we'll be available to respond. Thank you. Oh, yes. Also, Chloe has some copies of this presentation and some background she would like to distribute to council before we get going, if
sure.
I may. Thank you. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, council. Kim Smith.
Through the chair to council, good afternoon. I'll introduce myself as Kim Smith, and I'm honored to present for Chinook Ridge today. As you can see, Chinook Ridge is located in the Grand Valley of the Foothills region of Rocky View County. It's a diverse transitional area from the forested higher elevations on the western fringes to the agricultural uses and ranching on the lower eastern side. Chinook Ridge is about a half mile south of Mountain View County and the hamlet of Dog Pound. Chinook Ridge has a unique situation being in rural Rocky View, yet adjacent to a hamlet. Chinook Ridge has talked to the neighborhood. They have over 106 letters of support. One letter is not opposed with a concern over current road dust on Highway 574. We have a majority of support from adjacent landowners. There is one letter opposed due to road dust and concerns over water. Properties illustrated in yellow are not residents. They do not live full-time on the land. Chinook Ridge has only two full-time permanent adjacent neighbors. This is a picture of the existing site from 1950. The land was naturally forested in a mixed wood community dominated by aspen, lodgepole pine, white spruce, and balsam poplar. It's an excellent tree canopy for wildlife. There was gentle rolling hills, or is gentle rolling hills, with meandering trails and open water ponds. The surface materials include boulders, gravel, sand, and clay with stony outcrops, organic deposits in the valleys. Very important, this area is often cooler and receives more moisture than the eastern grasslands. The existing site from 1988 to 2012 is when the Cartwright family purchased the land in 1988. At that point, it had been cleared. Since then, thousands of trees have been planted, attracting birds and ungulates, such as jays, fox, elk, etc. Attempts at farming proved to be unsuccessful, so a best use option was considered. Small fields with wet and/or rocky conditions made farming difficult and unproductive. Actually, the neighbor Randy Harnack was also challenged farming this land, and a letter from him has been provided. There was a study done on the land from 2010 to 2012. Stantec Consultants completed the following study in that time period. There was a groundwater evaluation, which was a Q20, was completed. Integrated water management plan for potable water, wastewater, and stormwater. A biophysical impact assessment. Phase one environmental site assessment. And a traffic impact assessment. There was no issues identified. The study was concluded that the site is suitable for recreational development. Only two crops of timothy have been harvested successfully over a 10-year period. The land has severe limitations that restrict the range of crops that can be grown. There was a Canada Land Inventory soil classification completed. It was proven that the soil is a Class 4H, which has severe limitations due to temperature, and a Class 4HT, which has severe limitations due to temperature and adverse topography. Water wells and test wells. The aquifer is fractured sandstone with isolated pockets. The existing wells on the property can be used for monitoring water flow and quality. The license application has been made to Alberta Environment for technical review and is there at this time. Groundwater quality samples were collected from neighbors that showed different water quality, confirming that there are separate aquifers. Chinook Ridge has been collecting baseline data of their water quality before development. If there was concerns expressed, wells outside of the circulation area were tested. There were also a chemical analysis done on results of neighboring wells. The existing site has had a biophysical assessment in 2011. There's existing hedgerows, wetland areas, water ponding areas, large sandstone outcrops, and steep slopes. The land is more suited to a golf course. It is not suitable for farming. There were actually no rare plants identified on site. Chinook Ridge will increase wildlife habitat due to the addition of water features and planted trees. Chinook Ridge will have a positive environmental practice in the area. It will increase habitat connectivity and increase aesthetic values. Chinook Ridge is a proactive community development with the understanding that Alberta Transportation is in the process of hiring an engineer consultant to undertake the detailed design required for the future upgrading. It is an eco-friendly lodge and golf course, an 18-hole rural recreational golf course sensitively integrated into the rolling landscape with environmentally respectful design and operation, with alternate off-season uses, with a boutique lodge in the corner. And this shows the master plan. Now we can see the lodge. There's a 21-room lodge with the rooms on the upper level, a banquet hall on the main level, a spa and spike bar on the lower level. It is designed to blend with the area's rural character. Integrated lodge and golf course water management and reuse practices will be used. Conservation is the lodge concept. There will be no negative impact on natural off-site drainage. On-site and off-site drainage will be controlled by proposed ponds. These ponds will collect, detain, control, and discharge as needed to adjacent drainage courses. Golf course maintenance will have no impact on the natural environment. The current MDP does not address recreation, which is a considered for the rewrite of the county plan. Sorry, which is a consideration for the rewrite of the county plan. Agriculture is not flourishing in the northwestern area of the county, as you can see from the bar graph that you're viewing. It is not suitable for farmland. And I believe that wraps up our presentation. So through the chair to the council, thank you for hearing me.
Okay, thank you very much.
My apologies. Just to the shared goal. My apologies. We have a shared goal to enrich the quality of life through natural area preservation, education, and partnerships while offering exciting recreational opportunities. This aligns with the Parks and Open Space Master Plan. The agricultural master plan goals are to increase awareness and facilitate diversification of agriculture where possible and viable, to establish criteria for development of compatible non-agricultural land uses to coexist with agricultural lands without compromising the viability of agriculture operations. Recognize the potential for value-added agricultural industry and untapped tourism and agritourism potentials. The agricultural industry can only flourish through innovation and diversification. It is promoted and recognized as vital to the county's social, economic, and ecological integrity. And this aligns with the agricultural master plan. In conclusion, Chinook Ridge is a low-footprint boutique lodge and golf course facility that will have positive impact, providing jobs, recreation, community focus, tourism, and increasing the economic vitality of the area. Community support for fire suppression with a fill station and EMS with an optional helicopter landing pad. And that concludes. Thank you so much to the chair.
Okay, are you sure?
Thank you, yes.
You actually have about 7 or 8 minutes left, so if you had some other things to mention, you can come up and do that. And thank you for being brief.
To council through the chair. We tried to highlight a number of items. You've got copies of that presentation in front. I think what we're trying to simply demonstrate is that this is a unique piece of property in northwest of the county, that as per the bar chart that's taken directly from the Ag Master Plan demonstrates, not all the areas in that area are good farmland. What's being proposed is a small, yes, it's on a quarter section, but as Chloe has indicated, she's operated a 3-bedroom bed and breakfast for numerous years, has an incredible volume of people interested in coming on board. To add a room, she's got to expand. 21 rooms is not that much. The water requirements are well within the capability of on-site wells that exist to support. The setting right now is a non-productive west Rocky View, almost in the foothills region, undulating mountain view, laden piece of property that's just a great background for the bed and breakfast. When they studied the land, it demonstrated that. It demonstrated that it could support a small golf course that would become the setting. The golf course would add a recreational component. This actually came directly from a lot of the local